Welcome to another episode of the Golden Mile Project. Today we're here with Henry Keogh. How are you doing, Henry?
I'm great, Charlie. I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Now let's get started.
Question one. What is your favourite thing about Uachtaráid?
My favourite thing about Uachtaráid, I would have to say, is probably the people, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because it's the people that make an area, and I think that Uachtaráid has a beautiful community and a lovely scenic area.
Thank you.
Question two. Do you feel like the Golden Mile is a tourist attraction?
Yes, indeed. I do think that the Golden Mile is a tourist attraction. It's got some really beautiful and scenic areas in it, such as the little park and the river running through it, the waterfall bridge. You've got lots of very interesting trees, plants and animal life. It's also very peaceful.
Yeah.
Question three. Do you think it's important for Uachtaráid to have places like the Golden Mile?
Yes, I do. I think it's very important for Uachtaráid to have places like the Golden Mile, because the more scenic areas you have in your area, it makes it more appealing for people to visit. So you have absolutely very important to have places like the Golden Mile.
Is there any tourist attractions in Uachtaráid?
There are many, many tourist attractions in Uachtaráid. For instance, if you go down to our beautiful pier there, you view the wide expanses of Loch Corrib and all the beautiful islands. You also have Corrib cruises down there that take you out on the lake. You have places like Auchtinure Castle. You have Glengola Mines. You have the Dorora cycle track. You have the Western Way. And you have many, many more walks and trails and forest trails, and probably many things that I'm not even thinking of. We're really living in a really beautiful area.
Question six, final question. What do you do on your free time?
Well, in my free time, well, I know you're probably Liverpool football supporters, guys, are you? Is that that's a no, is it?
No.
Oh, well.
Arsenal.
You support Arsenal?
Yeah.
Are you going to win the league?
No.
I think you will. I have a brother. My brother Porrick supports Arsenal, so I think for his sake that you might win the league this year, hopefully.
We already lost against Man City.
You lost against, I know, but you're a good few pints ahead, so I think you might just win it this year, hopefully. And who do you support, Charlie? I think I know you support Charlie.
Yeah, I think you do too, Man United.
Any chance you'd change to Liverpool, Charlie, no?
No, never mind.
That's fair enough, guys. Well, I support Liverpool Football Club in my spare time. I also follow all Galway football teams, especially the Uachtaráid or the Galway senior football team and Matthew Tierney. I follow all the local sporting teams, and I also very interested in boxing. I was up at the boxing fight in Belfast on Friday night, and to see Kieran Malloy's really fantastic victory. Then when I have a little bit of time, I like to do a bit of gardening as well, cut the grass and clip the hedges and things like that.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of our project. We are your hosts, Senan Smates and Charlie Tuck. Thank you for giving your time. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you and goodbye.
I enjoyed it very much. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. What's your favourite stop in the Golden Mile?
My favourite stop is the convent school.
Why is your favourite stop the convent?
My favourite stop is the convent because I taught there for many, many years. I even taught some of the children here, or the teachers here in the school. I taught Chloe, and I taught Miss Gibbons with the black hair, Miss Gibbons with the blonde hair. I taught Mr. Hanley. I taught Miss McNamara. So I taught all of those children in the convent. It brings back very good memories. It was my first school in Galway that I taught in. And I became an assistant principal over there for about 8 years. And I was in charge of the green schools, and I was in charge of all the literacy and lots of learning support. And I taught junior infants, senior infants, first class, second, third class, fourth class. I taught downstairs and I taught upstairs. And one stage, there was bats in the attic. They were called the Leisler bat, and they used to come down and visit us, and we used to get very, very scared. And then I realised one day they weren't that scary at all.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.